Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, Joey Harrington joins us every Friday at 5:30, typically in studio, but today...
He's dispensing justice.
He is. He is, what is it, jury duty?
Well, justice is not necessarily jury duty. The justice will come from my fist into Sook's jaw if he keeps talking bad about me. But yes, I am in jury duty.
Wait, what did I miss?
What's happening?
I don't know. I was just trying to think of, you know, just trying to, you know, to have a nice fiery fun.
Threats in the first, yes.
You know, people are listening on the radio. It's like, oh, I don't know if I want to listen to these guys. Ooh, they're going to fight. Yeah, I'll chew them.
We can do like one of those celebrity, what do they call those, smokers, like the celebrity boxing matches. We can like Foxy Box, like with the big oversized gloves. Yeah.
Yes.
See, Joey Harrington Foundation. Let's raise some money. Let's do it.
No.
Here we go.
Do not mess with Joey's beautiful face.
That's true.
Look at him. You can't mess with
that. No, you can't. The hair, it's a whole thing.
So, so jury duty. So he's going to be on the phone for the next couple weeks. Now, Mariota's taking a lot of heat today, Joey. You are a guy that had multiple head coaches. You had to deal with bad franchises. You had to deal with multiple OCs. Help us understand what Mariota may be going through.
Okay. Look, everything in the NFL is built on timing, is built on being able to read and recognize and make a decision quickly. When you spend the better part of your first 4 years looking over your shoulder because you're not well protected, changing head coaches, changing play callers. When you do play well, you get hurt and you come back. And then when you come back and you're playing well, you have wide receivers in and out. It creates a situation in which, at this point in his career, he's probably just, I'm not guessing, but he's second-guessing himself. He's second-guessing what he knows. He's second-guessing what he's comfortable with. There's that minuscule seed of doubt. And so, and we're not even talking like, you know, he still knows what cover three is, and he still knows what routes are going to be open against quarters coverage, and he still knows how he's going to be protected. But what happens is you hesitate for a half a second, maybe even a whole second, in the NFL, and what, and it doesn't even have to be, you know, that's often the difference between a completed pass and an interception, but it doesn't even have to be, you know, that dramatic. It can simply be the difference between a completed pass where the wide receiver now has enough time to turn up and get the first down on 3rd and 7, or a completed pass where the guy just catches it and gets tackled. Now you're off the field. All those things just continue to compound on each other, and... It's not unique to Marcus. It's not unique to me and Marcus. I would say that it is the experience of 60 to 70% of quarterbacks in the NFL. We just happen to be witnessing it because Marcus is, you know, we all follow him, and we're all close to, you know, we root for him, and we want him to do well. But, you know, it could be this is the exact same conversation that Oklahoma State fans probably had watching Marcus Whedon, or Fresno State fans had watching David Carr, or, you know, 15 years ago, Oregon fans had watching me. I mean, it is a pretty common experience in the NFL, and it's why there are so few that truly have the long-term success.
Yeah, I had an offensive line coach in Denver, Alex Gibbs, who's like this legendary guy, and he always had a saying that he said, if you're guessing, even if you're right, you're wrong. Because when you're when you're guessing, you don't fully commit to it. There's always that little bit of you as you're doing it. You're like, I think I'm doing the right thing, but that moment of hesitation gets you killed. And that was always a thing. And you watch Marcus and the way he holds on to the football, and not that all those sacks are his fault, but you know, he doesn't get rid of the ball. The analytics tell you that he holds on to the ball longer than just about any other starting quarterback in the NFL. So it's like one of these things where it's not his fault that this is what it's become, but the reality is it is his fault right now because this is the way he's playing.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably a fair way to put it. I mean, whether or not he's responsible for, you know, all the failures of this team, of this organization right now, which he's not,
yeah,
it's still going to fall on his shoulders. And that's the reality of the NFL. You know, it is a very good, it's an incredibly well-paying job. It's not a fun job. It's often not an enjoyable job, and oftentimes it can be a both physically and mentally detrimental job, but you know that going into it.
Do you think that, okay, so I always go back to the Alex Smith analogy. I think he had like 7 OCs in 7 years, and then he gets some stability with Andy Reid, a good fit, mm-hmm. and he looks a lot better. Do you think that could happen with Mariota, or do you believe
absolutely
that he has flaws?
Absolutely. And here's the deal. It all comes down to whether or not you as a quarterback can keep your confidence. That is 100% it. Because I've told you this in a bunch of different discussions on different topics. Every single player, every quarterback in the NFL can make every single throw, or else they wouldn't be there. Everybody can throw an 18-yard comeback. Everybody can throw a skinny post. Everybody can literally drop a ball on a fade route into a garbage can 42 yards down the field. That is how good these guys are. And every single one of them, even the guy who you walk away and say, oh, man, that guy sucks. No, he doesn't. He's one of the best 1% of 1% in the world at what he does. So with that as the foundation, the only thing that will keep, well, I shouldn't say the only thing, but for Marcus to have success going forward, which he very well can, because, he needs to find himself in a stable situation, is to keep his confidence. Because when he does get that opportunity again, he needs to be ready to pull the trigger in the same way he used to at Oregon, and the same way he used to as his first year in the NFL. And those times when he was having success. I mean, there were a couple times where, his second, third year, where he was playing really good ball, and then he got hurt. So, yeah, does he have the talent to do it? Absolutely. But for every single player in the NFL, every quarterback, when they get that opportunity, they need to have the confidence in themselves. And that's, frankly, that's what happened to me, is by the time I got my second and third opportunity, I was so far out of my own head that, I wasn't the same player that I was at the beginning of my career, and that's what derailed me.
How much is confidence, and how much of it is just, like you said, like a physical and a mental beatdown? Because is there a difference between lacking?
But it's the same. It's the same thing. It's the same thing, because the physical and mental beatdown takes you to the point where it's the cycle of, or the cycle I went through was, okay, I'm new to the NFL. I'm losing. Okay, so I'm going to work, and I work harder, and I do the things that I did at Oregon. Hard work breeds success. Well, then I get out there and I get my head beat in, and so I look over my shoulder for a half a second, and so then now I'm late on the throw, and the throw gets intercepted, and so I get intercepted, and I go back and I work harder and I try and fix it, but then I press the next time out there and I force it, and I force it into a coverage. It's that one little raindrop, that drop that just keeps dripping and dripping and dripping and dripping until it just collapses. And it's all the same. It's all the same.
It's funny. We get, you mentioned like the, it's the, you're the 1% of the 1%, and those are the people that are there. You look at how unique that position is, even in sports. There's what, maybe 15 guys that are even really competent starters in the NFL, 15 guys in the world. It's the most rarefied air of all things in sports to be a really good starting quarterback in the NFL.
Absolutely. And that's the, I don't want to say the humor of it, but, for those of us who have been in the position, it's why there's always, there's that pushback from a lot of the, you see it a lot after losses or when NFL guys or frankly any athlete has been struggling and the media asks the question, well, what's wrong? You know, why isn't this going well? Why aren't you doing this? Because for as much as, you know, well, the media guys, I used to have this conversation with Mitch Albom. Oh, he said, I've been covering this team for 25 years in Detroit. I know what's going on. And I would respond to him, but yeah, but you've never once taken a snap from under center in the NFL. And so you don't. It is a rarefied air, and there are very few people who have that experience. And so it's often tough for the people who are truly in it, you know, the Marcuses, to get out of their own head and to take a step back and to, I don't want to say, understand the criticism, but to just look at things from a different perspective, because there are so few people who have truly actually been there.
This is Joey Harrington with us every Friday here on The Fan, courtesy of BMW of Portland. I do want to switch gears and get to a couple of other topics, but one last thing on this. I just wonder what advice you would have, having been through it, and you're talking about the confidence and you were in your own head. What would you tell Marcus to alleviate that or to try to combat that?
Boy, I don't know that there's one thing to say, and this is going to, you know, seem like such a cliche type, but don't. You are the same player that you are right now. You're the same athlete. You have the same talent and skill level that's right now that you did 4 or 5 years ago. That hasn't changed, and so don't ever doubt that. Mm. But that's like, you know, it's the. I was watching the biography on Phil Hartman last night. Hey, this is Troy McClure. You may remember me from such motivational films as Get Confident, Stupid. You know, it's like, yeah. Hey, be confident, you stupid guy. It doesn't logically make sense.
All right, Joey, let's take a break. When we come back, we will talk about maybe any trouble on the horizon with Stanford. We'll see what Joey thinks about that and his thoughts on protecting quarterbacks in the NFL. We'll do that next with Joey Harrington here on 1080 The Fan. All right, we're back with Joey Harrington. I wanted to get your thoughts, Joey, on protecting quarterbacks before we get to Oregon-Stanford. You've already had a myriad of injuries leading to the Gardner Minshew phenomenon. You want to talk about confidence. You want to talk about a quarterback that looks like he's confident. How about that kid? That's amazing.
Love it. Love it.
Too. It's great. But what is your thought on how the NFL does to protect quarterbacks? Because it seems like they protect them quite well, but yet they continue to go down. Do they overprotect or underprotect?
Well, they overprotect. They do, but they do it for a reason, because they recognize that having Drew Brees and Ben Roethlisberger out of the game is a bad thing. And so, I mean, it really started back when Tom Brady went down with his knee injury.
Yep.
And you know, there was a recognition that having that star out of the game was not good for the pocketbooks of the owners. And then you couple that with all of the concussion regulations and, frankly, the changing of all rules in the game, you know, all rules regarding tackling and helmet-to-helmet contact and what you can and can't do. And you put those two together and you have a situation where quarterbacks are truly babied. Now, I don't know that that's... I will say, as a fan, I don't like watching that. You know, it's not fun to watch all of these penalties. It's not fun to watch a defender. Like, there were certain times over the last weeks where I've watched a defender get up to a quarterback and start to make contact and then, like, pull his hands back or, like half tackle, like, kind of like that lean, like, you know, I don't really want to put, you know, I can put most of my body weight on him, but not all of my body weight. Like, it's pretty ridiculous. But I understand why they're doing it. Because without Drew Brees and without Aaron Rodgers and without Tom Brady and without all the... It becomes a league of guys who are truly... Well, we're playing like me and Marcus. You know? I mean, and it's not fun to watch. And yeah, I get it. I don't like it, but I get it.
Well, you can speak to this because I always hear the people that, because I'm with you. Everything you said, I 100% agree, but I don't like the people that call quarterbacks, you know, soft, and they're like, whatever else gets hit. But you can talk about this because there's a difference. As an offensive lineman, I get it. I got hit every play, and as a running back, you get hit every play. But can you talk about the difference in when you're braced for contact versus when you're standing in the pocket, you don't see it coming, you're all stretched out, and a heat-seeking missile comes and hits you. There's a difference, isn't there, between the way quarterbacks get hit and every other hit on the field?
I wouldn't say every hit on the field. I would say that it is often similar to what some of the wide receivers get when they go over the middle trying to stretch out for a ball.
Yeah.
That's the best thing that I can compare it to, because what often happens, and you said getting, you know, not seeing it coming. I'd rather not see it coming because I'm relaxed, because I'm, you know, I'd rather get hit in the back and just kind of go ragdoll and go, you know, just get driven into the ground.
Sure.
The worst ones were when it was coming right up the middle and I knew that I had an 18-yard dig coming across and I had to sit there and frankly, when you throw the ball, what you do is you open up your flank, you know, you're raising your arm to give them a clean shot and you're showing them your chest and you're saying, all right, I know this guy's about to put 245 pounds running 15 miles an hour at me full of plastic and metal right into my sternum, but I still have to throw a ball into a 1-foot by 1-foot window 20 yards down the field.
Yeah.
That's, I'm sorry. Anybody who says otherwise is full of something that I can't even talk about on air right now.
Joey's appearances here on The Fan brought to you by BMW of Portland each week. So let's get to Oregon. You know, they've got a big game down on the farm. You know, I think we've seen enough of Stanford, or at least most think we've seen enough of Stanford against better competition to understand that they're maybe not the Stanford of old. So where is your worry meter for this game?
You know what? I would say my worry meter is about 42 out of 100.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. 4.2.
Yeah.
Yeah,
4.2 out of 10.
Yeah, yeah. There. Yeah.
Yeah, there we go. It depends on what, you know, or it could be like 420 out of 1,000.
Yes.
Or,
yes.
You know, it depends on what kind of, you know, if it's metric or, you know,
I'm
going to
go scale of 1 to 10. I feel like that's
scale.
Easiest.
Yeah.
Got it. Keep it simple for the offensive linemen. Here's my deal. I saw what they looked like in the first half against Auburn. They're really good. Yeah, Stanford is a much better team than Montana and Nevada. That's a fact. Going on the road is also difficult. I think Oregon right now is a better football team. Now, that doesn't mean that, you know, Stanford, I don't think Stanford's a bad football team. I think they're a good team. I don't think they're the Andrew Luck, teams of the Stanford teams that we've seen, you know, the Toby Gerhardts. I don't think they're the Christian McCaffrey type team right now. But they're still good, and every team in the Pac-12 is going to pose a challenge, especially on the road. The biggest concern for me, I think, is getting some of these guys healthy, giving Justin a few more weapons. They looked a little hamstrung, or I should say that their play calling seemed to be a reaction to what they had available to him in the first game. I'd like to see that expand a little bit. I'd like to see him kind of open things up. I'd like to see him get healthy. I'd like to see him become the team that I think that they can be. But even as is, I think they're a better football team, and they probably should win this game.
Yeah, I look at what Stanford has given up. I mean, it was a track meet. Central Florida and USC just took the top off the defense. They ran it well. It's a defense that's giving up a lot of big plays, and that's something you want to see Oregon get more explosive and see those big chunk plays.
Well, yeah, but I think part of that has to do with them getting the right guys back.
Yeah.
You know, you can't do it if your top six wide receivers are hurt. You can't do it if you're throwing drag routes to your tight end, and you know that's what they've been pretty limited to in these first few weeks. So I think if they were at full strength and healthy, I'd be more of a 2.9 to 3.1 out of 10 than 4.2. But I think, you know, some of these lingering injuries still just give me a little bit of pause.
And can there be something too about learning to win on the road? This, you know, and I guess it's a very short window here that you've had with the Taggart and Cristobal staff, but it hasn't been the best road team. Is that kind of one of the final things to come when you're building the culture of a program, is learning how to play your best on the road?
This is when Justin has to come through. I mean, this is, and I said this to Isaac after the first week, is I wanted to see the coaches put it on Justin's shoulders at the end of the Auburn game. You're on the road, you're playing an SEC team, you have arguably the best quarterback in college football, a guy who came back for a senior year. Sure, you're down a couple guys, but what are you going to do? You're going to put it on that guy's shoulders. That's what I want to see. I don't think this is the coaches can't go out there and win the game. They can't go out there and play the game for the guys. This is why Justin came back. This is them needing to put it on Justin's shoulders in a close game at the end on the road and say, go do it. And once he does it, then I think that confidence grows.
All right, sir. Enjoy jury duty. Enjoy your jury duty, and we'll talk to you again next week. Thank you.
All righty. I'll still be in jury duty next week.
I know.
Well, keep dispensing justice for all of us.
Can't wait to see your face.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, guys.
All right. See ya. Joey Harrington's appearance is here each Friday on The Fan, brought to you by BMW of Portland, Portland's only BMW dealer, where relationships matter, BMWPortland.com. All right, up next in the club, how do you feel about this Navy UFO thing? How about this?
All from a rock star to boot.
Yeah, from a, an effed up rock star.
Yeah, he's insane, but he's still a rock star.
So we'll get to that next in the club on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.